chances are you've seen ads saying things like, become a dynamic speaker. Well, just what is a dynamic speaker? Is it someone who uses vocal variety very well? Is it someone who is energetic and gets the audience involved? Is it someone who's upbeat and radiant? The answer is yes and no. For many years, after I won the World Championship of Public Speaking, I thought I was a dynamic speaker. That is, until I realized the following truth. If you're always dynamic, you're no longer dynamic. What? What does that mean? It means if you're always energetic and always using vocal variety and staying upbeat, you're not being dynamic. Instead, you're suffering from what Patricia Fripp calls sameness. If you're up and down and back and forth and loud and soft and in and out at all times, that might seem like it's dynamic, but it's really sameness because you've been that way all speech long. So the solution is to change your style at times during your speech. It's not just about being loud and then soft or speaking fast and then slowly. It's about changing your style. For example, I realize that sometimes I have to completely take off the spice from what I'm saying in order to stay away from sameness. I'm normally upbeat and energetic, but at strategic points in my speech, all that has to go away, and I talk in a low, almost unenergetic way. There's no more vocal variety at all. It's just low, slow, and frankly, quite dull. That might seem counterintuitive, but believe me, it's actually quite refreshing for your audience at times. I relate it to the early Rocky movies. You know, they'd be in the middle of a training scene, and there's this up-tempo music playing, and Rocky's jogging and hitting the bag and sparring with partners, and everything's dynamic and fast, and blah, 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 and then boom! It all stops, and he's sitting alone or sitting with Adrian in a scene saying something like, I was just wondering. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind marrying me very much. Okay, I'd do a bad Rocky, but the music is slow and low and the whole scene is done with dynamics. And that's the way I look at speaking. So after I jump out of my scene where one of the characters is loud and laughs are coming in from everywhere, I step out of that scene and speak low and slow and stay that way for a little while. This breaks it from being sameness, and it becomes a refreshing break for my audience. Then, when this low and slow period almost reaches sameness, I go back into my normal dynamics. So again, it's not just about fast and slow, high and low, loud and soft. It's about an actual change in your entire style so that you don't suffer from sameness. This one delivery strategy can save your speech and bring your audience up to another level. So use it. That's it for this week. Until next week, please keep speaking up.